Wouldn't it be great to have your own small business, right? And when you have that small business, don't you need that support of a big business? Well, let Verizon help champion your small business dream, whether you own a small business or you're scaling one, or maybe even just starting one from scratch. You need Verizon Small Business Days. That's right. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. Paul, what does that mean? It means you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, they'll give you personalized advice, solutions that are specific to your small business needs. And you know why? Because Verizon has your back. So don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business. Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of cleaning power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in the store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Big dogs, defibrillators, and toned bodies. All this and more on this week's Last Looks. Hit the theme!
Last looks. We're talking about last looks. We're talking about last looks. No more looks after this, yeah!
Hello, my Birkenstock bank robbers and hair clip surgeons. I'm your ambulance driver, Paul Shear, and welcome to How Did This Get Made? Last Looks! Where you get to voice your issues on Ambulance, a.k.a. Ocean's 911. The tagline was courtesy of Vinod S. on our Discord. If you'd like to submit a tagline for our next movie, join our Discord at discord.gg/HDTGM. Coming up later in the show, Jason and I will chat about all the stuff that we are currently into. Plus, as always, we reveal next week's movie, and I will share an exclusive deleted scene from our Ambulance episode. But first things first, a big shout out to AC Gravy. People, I love that intro song, and I would love to hear more intro songs. If you have a Last Looks episode theme song, send it to howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com, but keep them short. 15 to 20 seconds is best. All right, people, let's get into it. Last week, we talked at length about Ambulance. We had questions, and we might have even missed a few things. Here's your chance to set us straight. Fact check us, if you will. It is now time for Corrections and Omissions.
It's Corrections and Omissions.
Thank you, Todd Fronauer, for that great theme. I love Todd. All right, we're going to the Discord. Lizard writes, I am not a medical professional, but even with my single first aid class, I know you cannot use a defibrillator on someone without taking their shirt off, especially when it is likely it has metal parts on it, like a cop's vest. And if Cam had done this, she would have noticed the second bullet wound way earlier, which she probably should have figured out much earlier anyway, considering that he was bleeding like a can of tomato soup. Boom! Calling out Cam. You know what? She may be cool as a cucumber because maybe she doesn't actually understand how injured the people are. Maybe that's a different way of looking at it. She's not cool because she's seen it all. She's cool because she doesn't understand it all. Anyway, Thick Boy Water 2, Thick Thighs, writes, Jake Gyllenhaal's assistant, who sprayed paint on the ambulance green, is played by the famous rapper Wale. And here's a short sample from his 2013 triple platinum single, Bad, featuring Tiara Thomas.
Got a thing for a queen who know when to leave. I ain't about to judge you, no judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your rap sheet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that.
I love that. I mean, come on. Why wasn't he singing in this? He should have been singing while he was painting the van. A missed opportunity. Michael Bay, we should have had a video at the end, right? Like the same way that we had that LL Cool J, My Hat's Like a Shark Fin in Deep Blue Sea. We needed a Wale song. Anyway, Unevolved Panda writes, I did some Michael Bay dog research, and according to a 2017 Variety article, Michael Bay has three dogs, all Mastiffs. His dog in the movie is named Nitro Zeus, and he is named his other two dogs, Rebel and Bumblebee, after Transformer characters. So Michael Bay is self-referential all the way down. In 2016, after Bay read an article about a lonely dog named Freya, who nobody wanted to adopt because she had epilepsy, Bay decided to give Freya a cameo in the fifth Transformers movie as Anthony Hopkins' dog. Due to all the media publicity surrounding this, Freya was finally adopted by a family. Thus, I forgive Michael Bay for all of his movie-making faults because I discovered that he loves dogs. Well, there we go. All right, let's go to the phones. Scott from Toronto, what do you got?
Hi, Paul. It's Scott. I'm a paramedic in the Toronto area. I wonder if any other paramedics or EMTs from the States called about the same issue. Our ambulances have what's called a ABL, an automatic vehicle locator. It's a GPS system that shows who's closer to a particular call. That's how the dispatching center knows how to assign an ambulance to a particular call. I guess I haven't seen ambulance yet, but I think they must have just thrown that idea out the window. Love the show. Take care. Bye.
Scott, you revealed yourself right at the end. You have not seen the movie, so you would know that they do rip out that GPS locator. And that is actually a big part of the movie, the GPS locators. So that is ripped out. So the movie is perfect, and I don't know why you're poking holes in it. Go back to being a paramedic and saving people's lives. No, thank you for that, Scott. Okay, this is somebody who didn't leave a name. I'm going to call them anonymous, but not the people that are trying to take down Scientology, just a regular anonymous person.
Hi, Paul. I just listened to the ambulance episode, and there was one thing you guys didn't mention that was driving me crazy for the whole movie. You did ask what was their plan after the chase, but I'm wondering what was their plan originally for the bank robbery. I know they skip over the robbery and when they hold everyone hostage, so maybe we're just supposed to assume that they disabled the cameras, but they weren't wearing masks, and they seem like such idiots, so they probably didn't disable the cameras either. They weren't wearing gloves. Their fingerprints are everywhere. I'm just wondering, what was their plan originally before the cop came in? How are they going to get away? How did Will think he was going to just go back to his wife? Right, bye.
Well, that's a good question. I think the original heist plan was very simple. It was just like the heist plan from the movie Heat. So much so that I don't think that they figured out much more than that. They're going to get a shitload of money and leave. Done. Done deal. And if no one came and no one busted them, they would have gone and gotten that money. But then the cops were also following the other bank heist people, but these were not the bank heist people. They would have been busted or they would not have been busted. I won't know because we don't need to go that far. All we need to know is that it was an homage to Heat, and that was about as far as anyone thought about it. All right, Dr. Nans from New Jersey.
Hey, Paul. Dr. Nans from New Jersey. Comments on the ambulance. So the whole premise of the story is based on the character's wife needing experimental surgery. However, in the real world, anytime you're involved in a clinical trial or some kind of experimental thing, grant money pays for these. Insurance never pays for experimental treatments. So the grant money at the hospital running the trial would be taking care of all the medical costs for the surgery. That's all. Love the show. Bye.
Ooh, interesting. All right. Okay. That is good to know. I don't know why it needed to be experimental. Why couldn't you just have regular surgery? But thank you, Dr. Nance. Two doctors so far, or a doctor and a paramedic. That's amazing. Okay. Finally, Travis from Connecticut.
Hey, Paul. Travis calling from Connecticut with what I consider a huge omission in your ambulance episode. Maybe it's not. Maybe this is just how California works. But at the 30-minute mark, right around there, our protagonist, Cam, the EMT, and her partner are walking on the street and talking, and a guy with a beard wearing what I can only describe as the robes of a mad prophet go running past them at full tilt. There's absolutely no reaction from either them or anybody else around them. And at first I thought maybe that guy is running from the gunfight, but he's actually running in the direction of the gunfight. So again, what's up with that guy? Is that just a thing that happens in California? And if so, cool, but weird, right? Thanks. Love the show. Love you guys. Keep it up.
Hmm. This is interesting. You know what? I want to throw it to all of you. What is going on with this bonkers bearded man who's oddly sprinting past paramedics? We pulled a video of this moment, right? We're going to put it up online. I mean, it is bizarre. I'm looking at it here, and this seems to me like Bayhem in the most aggressive way. I think what he's kind of commenting on in a way is, yeah, Los Angeles is a crazy town, and there are a lot of unhoused people going about their business, and it's so... normal here in Los Angeles that we don't even acknowledge it anymore. And maybe that's a statement about the homeless population here in LA. And there are a lot of people who have a lot of money who don't like it and they just want to kind of get rid of them. And there's other people who want to do something that's a little bit deeper. So maybe Michael Bay is on that one side of like, just get them out of town because they're doing stuff like that. Maybe this is a social commentary, but I'll let you be the judge. Anyway, take a look at this video. We'll put it up on our Instagram and socials so you can check it out. Back to the Discord. Leslie Hu writes, I have a secondhand connection to ambulance. The doctor on the golf course with the blue shirt and the French accent is a real ER doctor named Dr. David Farsi. He practices in Miami and volunteers generously at the organization where I work. He got the role because he's friends with Michael Bay. He did not tell anyone in his professional life that he was going to be in the movie. One of his colleagues went to see Ambulance in the theater with his family and almost fell out of his seat when he saw his friend and coworker looming large on the screen. Well, that's awesome, Leslie. And you know what? Now I actually believe that this guy could maybe operate through FaceTime. I believe that this is actually not unheard of, right? Or maybe I'm just thinking about another movie where there is a FaceTime going on. I don't know. Anyway, continuing on the Discord, Dr. Guts 1003 writes, after helping the impaled girl, Cam invites her partner for enchiladas. So when we see them eating, why is he eating sushi? Okay, this I do understand because that place they go to is Grand Central Market in Los Angeles. They got everything. They got barbecue. They got sushi. They got bagels. They got it all. So she is getting enchiladas, but he can get whatever he wants. And that's the benefit of going to Grand Central Market. You can kind of get whatever you want. You can get ice cream if you want. It's so he wasn't enjoying what she was enjoying, but she was going to the enchilada place. Go to Egg Slut. He could have gone to Egg Slut. Which is a place. Anyway, so many great corrections and omissions this week, but there can only be one that is the best. And this week, the best goes to, you know who it is, Dr. Nans. Dr. Nans. Doctor, give me the news. You got a case of winning corrections and omissions. I don't know. All right, you don't get anything. You know what? You do get something. You got me singing a song, and you're going to get another amazing song from Seth Chatfield. Hit it!
Rose to the top to defeat all the others. You really honored your father and mother. You brought it all, and you went all in. And guess what, buddy? You win nothing.
All right, thank you, Seth. And thank you, Dr. Nans, for bringing the biggest plot hole into this movie. When I thought there couldn't be a bigger one, you found one, and we appreciate that. If you want to chime in with your own thoughts about the latest episode, hit up the Discord at discord.gg/hdtgm or call us at 619-PAUL-ASK. Coming up, Jason and I chat about all the things that we are currently into. We reveal next week's movie, and I will share a deleted scene from our Ambulance episode. Stick around. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes! That's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home, but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Texas Pete. Oh my gosh, I love Texas Pete. It is the hot sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. All right, Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold and balanced flavor. I've loved Texas Pete for years. When I got a box of their stuff at my house, I was so psyched because what I love about their hot sauce is their tanginess, okay? You can use it on anything and you're going to try every flavor. I mean, you got the original, which is great. That's fermented peppers. It's a special blend. Then you got the hotter hot sauce, which is 3 times hotter than the original. And believe me, it is not for the faint of heart. Then you got Sabor by Texas Pete, which adds an authentic Mexican flavor. And I got to tell you, that might be my favorite next to their dust dry seasoning, which matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub. It is so, so great. Texas Pete. Sauce like you mean it. Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration. And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com. I love Quince. Why do I love Quince? Well, maybe you should ask my 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater that I got for $50. Or maybe you want to talk to my washable silk top or some of my 14 karat jewelry. Well, you're wasting your time because they can't talk, but I can talk for them and say that Quince is the best because all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. How do they do it? Well, they partner with the top factories. They cut out the middleman, okay? And they pass the savings on to you. I love this wool Quince hat I have, but I also love my Quince quarter zip Mongolian cashmere sweater. It is truly one of my wife's favorite outfits. And when your wife likes one of your outfits, you know that you've done right. Anyway, indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bonkers for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/bonkers to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's right, quince.com/bonkers. Welcome back. You have likely noticed on How Did This Get Made that every Monday we've been pulling old How Did This Get Made episodes out of the vault and re-releasing them back into the rotation. This week's Matinee Monday was Fast Five with Adam Scott. And keep checking out these replays of classic episodes every Monday. People, I'm improvising once a month with Jason Mantzoukas in our group called Dinosaur at Largo. You can come check us out. Just go to largo-la.com. Also, we are going to be doing some big shows at Largo for the next couple of months, so check out the schedule. I think most of them are sold out, but every now and then we release a ticket or two the day of, so keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, keep on following us on social media to find out more. And before we get into just chat today, I wanted to just briefly talk about something. For those of you who don't know, Lance Reddick passed, and Lance Reddick, phenomenal, and John Wick, amazing, in The Wire, just a fantastic actor, and somebody that I became friendly with after he appeared on NTSF, SDSUV, and we pulled him in to do fun stuff, and you see him on shows like Eric Andre, and of course, Corporate, which I think he was so genius on. Anyway, we talked a bit about Lance in this Just Chat, but we recorded it before he passed. So I just wanted to call attention to that. And just take a moment to remember Lance. And if you only know him from, you know, things like The Wire or John Wick, I highly recommend checking out Corporate. He is so good in that. I thought he was fantastic in NTSF, where he played like this kind of crazed Guy Fieri character. He was so great. He came to the set with as many questions and thoughts as you might bring to a drama when he approached comedy. He was just a good, fun guy. We actually recorded Fast 9, The Fast and the Fura. It's a script written by Jordan Vandina, who wrote the Binge movies, also is writing that new Dennis Rodman movie. And he came to play Tyrese, and he just killed it. I just loved getting calls from him. I've talked about this on some other episodes of other shows I've been doing, and I miss the guy already. And I just want to send a lot of love to his family, his wife, Stephanie, and his children. And with that, take a breath, think about Lance, send up some positive thoughts. And now, Rob from Long Island, play us into Just Chat.
Yeah.
Jason, all right.
Here we go.
What is going on?
What is going on?
What is going on?
You were saying when we last spoke that you were busily catching up on all of the awards season movies, which I remain very, very on the outs. I haven't watched anything really, and it's terrible. But I have watched, five seasons of Bosch in the last 3 weeks.
All right. You know what? You mentioned this the other night, and I was like, God damn it. I got to start watching Bosch because I know it's good. I know, and I know I'm going to get into it. And so tell me.
It really is peak dad TV. Genuinely, like, I know I promised you that I was going to start Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And I full blown have put it off.
Okay.
I'm now into Bosch.
How much more do you
and
have?
It's great. I think I have two more seasons. It's scratching that itch that Justified did, which is great, and Reacher.
Yeah.
Just great, like, fastball down the middle, like, detectives detecting. It's really fun. It's really good. It is, I can't express this enough, humorless. And that is my greatest difficulty with it, is that in moments where there clearly would be levity, there is none. Like, Bosch is humorless.
Okay.
And it's very funny, I think.
So I I had this thing happen to me. I was going to the upfronts, the Amazon upfronts, and it was at Carnegie Hall. And I had to do a bit with Polar, as a matter of fact. So it was super fun. We were talking about Twitch, and they bring me up to my dressing room, and my dressing room says, Paul Scheer / the cast of Bosch.
Oh, whoa.
So I was in this tiny rehearsal dressing room
for hours because
they wouldn't let me leave, nor would they let them leave, with the cast of Bosch Legacy. So it was
the new show. Yeah.
But it was still all the Bosch guys. It was.
Yeah. Was Lance Reddick there?
Lance was not there because Lance was on the. Lance was not there, but it was. Okay. It was
Jamie Hector.
Titus and I were in the same room. Tidy Welly. Mimi Rogers.
Mimi Rogers is so good on the show. I mean, she's not in it a ton, but she is in some seasons. Actually, she is. But she's so good. Titus Welliver Adams from Deadwood, my favorite. Incredible. Lance Reddick is unreal in the show. Jamie Hector is phenomenal in the show.
I love Lance Reddick.
Amy Aquino, incredible. Everybody, the show is murderers.
Well,
let me
say two things about this. Titus Welliver is fucking funny. Mm-hmm. Like, we had a great, like, so he is a funny dude. Like,
oh, yeah.
So, like, the idea that he won't even, like, or that the scripting
it
doesn't
allow.
It must just
be in the books. The character must be from the books, that there aren't really jokes. Because there really is not, there is no levity. And that's. But otherwise, you're going to love it also because it's aggressively set in L.A.
It is
truly shoehorning L.A. specifics constantly. He's constantly getting in,
like,
and
Statham
out, animal style. He's stopping by El Compadre to get drinks with these guys. He's going to Shake Shack. It's so funny. It's like when we did Ambulance with Roxane Gay, we're talking about how many L.A., iconic L.A. landmarks we recognize in that movie. L.A.
Like,
Center Studios, like that stuff.
It's like our iconic pitch that never has been made into a movie, Jason Statham, Los Angelino, right? You know, just getting around to get some Dupars.
Dupars is very heavily featured in Bosch.
I won't say
who, but there is a major murder that happens right out front of the Dupars in the Grove. Assassins kill someone at the farmer's market at the Grove. Bosch is the, I'm just constantly being like, come on, Bosch. It's great.
And by the way, Lance Reddick, who I love, Lance Reddick, who I put in NTSF and killed it.
Todd Broker, proud of Senior Dix.
I know you are, Broker. And you and your goons, they're not welcome here. So get out. Yeah, I heard about you.
So what? Big deal. I killed the dog and make a big federal case out of it? Everyone's done it.
No, your bouncing skills, they're unmatched.
I don't do that anymore.
But you're doing it now.
Right, but this is more of like a limited time special engagement thing, like a McRib.
Someone with the power to shoot off a man's head could come in very handy in the slow fast food world.
No. These hands will never remove another man's head. I promise myself and the people of PETA that.
No. That's a word I don't like to hear. Just like hypoallergenic.
I just realized something about Lance Reddick, who is, I think, an untapped comedy fucking genius. He is 60 years old, means when he was the fucking old guy on The Wire, he was 40.
He was he was young.
Like, he was the old guy. Like, he was, like, I feel like he was, like, the real superior. Like, it's so crazy to me.
No. He is, I mean, just fantastic in this show. He has both, he gets to do incredible, like, detective, ball breaking on Bosch. He's Bosch's captain in chief, all that kind of stuff. But then he has, throughout the seasons, this incredibly emotional storyline that he just destroys and is fantastic. It's really great.
He's so good. And, you know, I loved him in Fringe. That was a show that I really loved. And I think that Fringe scratched for me that, like, X-Files, Lone Gunman itch.
I never watched Fringe.
It's good. Yeah. It's very good. I think they did a great job with it. I think it was like, there are moments like the X-Files where it kind of like lost its way at points, you know, like, and they follow the X-Files formula.
I feel like
of,
a lot of those network shows have that. The shows that had to do 22 episodes a season, I feel like a lot of those had like slow periods or where they seemed a little lost or whatever.
And Fringe, like the X-Files, if you just want to enjoy it for the actual, like, the legacy story, it's great. And you can just do that. You can kind of take out all the extra episodes. Like, you can get rid of those.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, cool.
By the way, you're talking about, you know, we have a lot of stuff to watch. I know we have a lot of stuff to watch. First of all, I'll say this. You should be happy to know that I finally was able to introduce June to Letterkenny.
Spelling the episode. How was that?
She liked it. And that was huge for me. And the only
way you said Spelling Bee episode. Spelling Bee?
Because,
great.
Because you, I had asked you a while ago, which one should be the starter? And I trusted your opinion. June, and she gets into this on Deep Dive, she gets manicures in our bed. Manicures and pedicures in our bed. So, and oftentimes it's happening very late at night, like 10 or 11 o'clock at night.
Oh my God.
Bao is coming over. So I am trapped in a moment of like, if I need to get up early, like there's a man in my bedroom giving my wife a manicure and a pedicure. But when I have her there, she has very little room to, she knows how, she knows that I'm being put out. So I can pick really what I want to watch. And that's when I was able to get Letterkenny on and she really enjoyed it. So,
that's great.
I need to like find my next moment to do it, but we got one out.
Have you guys watched any of Poker Face, Natasha's show?
Yes, I watched the first two episodes, but I watch it alone.
It's great.
I really enjoy it.
I think this is dynamite stuff. This is really straight up my alley, like Columbo detective, you know, Columbo meets Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
She drifts from town to town solving cases. I love it.
I love it. Really, really fun. What I was going to say to you is what I found myself doing the other night was I was a little bit stuck for what I wanted to watch. I got into that moment of like, but I want to watch this and I want to watch this. And I get freaked out. And I said, tonight's the night I start Yellowstone.
Oh, wow.
And
I
did. And Jason, I did not know what this show was about. And I was severely mistaken by what I assumed. And have you watched it?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I haven't watched all of Yellowstone because they're up to, I think they're in like season six.
I mean, I'll probably slow it down. But the opening scene of the first episode, and for those of you, this is not a spoiler because it literally is the first image of the first, like there's been a wreck on the road. Kevin Costner, a little dinged up, is talking to a horse, then takes his gun out and fucking blows the horse's brains out to save the horse from its suffering. And when I saw that, I was like, what? Yeah. This is the show. Like, I was like, this is where we're starting. Then I saw the person who looks like June. And then I was like, holy shit. Then that becomes like secession. And then low income housing and Native Americans are enemies. I'm like, what are we up for?
Midwest Sopranos Succession.
Wow.
It's fun. And it's fun as hell, man. It's great.
It really is.
Get involved with Yellowstone. Again, just peak dad TV. You know, TV for dads by dads.
I am.
Kelly Riley, I think, is fantastic.
She's so good.
I think everybody. Costner's great. Everybody
well,
in
Kelly
this show.
Kelly Riley,
is,
just so you know, I'm constantly fielding compliments for Kelly Riley because.
Oh, is that right?
Because they all think it's June.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
and
that's very funny.
So people, I was talking to somebody the other day and they said, I just want to say, like, wow, like, congratulations to June. She's doing so great. And I, you know, look, if someone's saying that to me, accept, oh, yeah, I mean, it's amazing, right? And she's like, yeah, wow, we just love her on the show. And then I'm like, okay, maybe it's Grace and Frankie, you know, I'm like, but it seems like it's not in a way, too. I can't quite tell, like, the energy. And she's like, she's such a badass. I'm like, okay, I still think it may be Grace and Frankie. And she's like, and the success of it is just wild. I mean, it's like everyone's talking about it. I'm like,
wow.
And again, I don't know until they say, and what is it like with, you know, her and Kevin Costner? I'm like, oh, she's not on Yellowstone.
Holy shit. That's incredible.
Yeah. So it is a constant, like, and they don't look exactly alike. It almost looks like June wearing a wig. It looks like June doing a character. And she's phenomenal on it. But I could tell how people are confused.
Oh, that's a riot. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's great, though. And
she's
Wes
great.
Bentley's
yes.
great. Like, everybody on the show is dynamite.
I was excited to see Wes Best.
I mean, it gets pretty nuts as seasons go on. And that's a little bit when I started to kind of fall off of it.
Okay, yeah.
But I want to get back into it because I know that a lot of these spinoffs are really good.
Well, McConaughey is coming in now for Kevin Costner.
Yes, exactly, which I also like. I'm curious, you know?
Here's something that we've known since the dawn of bread. Everything is better sliced. Let me explain. Slice a pineapple, you get a blast of fresh fruit. Slice some jeans, get some jorts. That's why the new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors, including pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Try the new Captain Morgan Sliced because sliced is better. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan Sliced, premium flavored malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color. Captain Morgan and Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly, 21 plus. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, that combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter. I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's two in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry because I love these. Today's episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Well, guess what, people? This is the deal for you. It's Philo. Philo's got movies. It's got shows, and it's got live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Philo has unlimited DVR for 1 year, so you can save all of your favorite shows, and you can watch them on your own schedule. That's right. It also allows for multiple profiles and multiple streams. That's right. Mom can be in the kitchen. Dad can be out in the man cave. And Sister Tina can be in her own room. Never miss a minute of shows because there's no better way to watch TV when Philo has more than 70 channels like ID, Lifetime, and MTV. So try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/bonkers. That's philo.tv/bonkers to get 50% off your first month.
I did the opposite of, not the opposite, but similar to you on a night when I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to start something, you know, something that I've long thought of starting, but haven't. And am now deep into season one of Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
Oh, them Peaky Blinders.
How is that?
Fantastic.
People love that show.
Holy shit. Peaky Blinders is, and I don't know, I'm only in season one, so I hope it maintains this level of how good it is.
Yeah.
Because it is dynamite in its first season. Incredible performances from literally everybody. Cillian Murphy, incredible.
Another June clone.
Cillian Murphy. Oh, yeah, you're right. If June got that haircut really buzzed on the sides, it would be pretty nuts. It's a great cast. It's a great show. It looks fantastic. It's a blast. It's got that anachronistic same guy Stephen Knight did that show I talked about, SAS Rogue Heroes. It's got that same, like, Nick Cave does a lot of the music for the show, and which is incredible. It's a blast. It's a blast.
Well, then
I was just about to mention because we've talked about a lot of like the DC animated movies and stuff like that. There's one out for Catwoman called Hunted. That is terrific.
Oh, really?
That's a great, I think it just recently came out. It feels, it's a very like solid, pulpy, noir crime story that feels a lot like it's inspired by the Ed Brubaker, Darwin Cook run on Catwoman in the comics. Ooh. It's not one of those stories, but it's a very similar type of story. It's great.
Oh, I got to check that out. I just actually wrote... breaking news here. I wrote a Harley Catwoman special comic that's coming out in a couple months.
A book? Oh, that's great.
Like a little mini, it's a anthology book and it's a little heist story.
And rad.
I love that character. That's so fun. And speaking of DC, I thought the Valentine's Day special for Harlequin was really good.
Fantastic. Fantastic. You know, that's one of those shows that I rewatch a lot, you know, I'll throw an episode on in the background. And that show is pound for pound, maybe the funniest show on television.
It's really good.
Except maybe for the now recently canceled Southside, one of my absolute favorite shows of the last bunch of years.
Southside is so funny.
It's so funny. Just got canceled. Please let the people know that they should be watching Southside. And just in case, let's also please everybody watch these other shows that I feel like need love, like This Fool. That show is incredible on FX. There's so many great shows that I feel like are on that bubble.
I just got to work with Bashir, who
so funny.
He's so good. And I was so psyched to kind of nerded out on him because he's really funny. It was like, he's really, really great. And I liked his other show that he did.
Sherman Showcase.
Yeah, Sherman Showcase.
Also great.
Yeah.
Also great. He was great in Top Gun Maverick.
He's fucking
fantastic, man.
So fun. He's funny in this movie that we are in. I guess we kind of play enemies. I mean, I don't even know.
Fun.
Yeah, I mean, loosely. He's really, really funny. What a great energy. And yeah, I love that stuff. I mean, how can we ever catch up? And I think the people are probably furious at you that in all these series that you're starting, that Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul not on that list.
I am also deep into Doctor Who for people who were interested in hearing my journey through Doctor Who. I'm like so heavy into Doctor Who. I think it's absolutely fantastic. I'm furious and will offer apologies, genuine apologies to everyone who's been saying watch Doctor Who to me for the better portion of a decade. Because you're right. I do love it. It's great. I'm obsessed. So I will happily talk about at some point if we want.
I want you to have a proper partner for that because I feel like I can't. I would like to join you at one point, but there's so much. You know what I'm excited about to check out right now, and I feel like everybody's been going back to it, is Party Down. The new season just came out. And I'm so excited to see what they do with this. I'm actually wanting to save it a little bit.
You
know, because
it's hard when things are all out at once, because I sometimes will be like, well, let me try and just watch one. And then I'll watch another one in a couple of days or something. For some shows, I want it to last. I don't want to just like blaze through in a weekend all the episodes of Poker Face. I'm glad that they're forcing me to watch it week to week or whatever.
I take my time on that kind of stuff. Like I watched those first two episodes of Poker Face in one night. And I was like, okay, now I'm going to stop for a couple of months and I'll go back.
Yeah.
Or I'll go, because it's like, it goes by too fast.
Yeah. There's a great show. We just spent a couple of days doing comedy in Telluride, Colorado with the hilarious Tim Baltz, is just so, so funny. You might know him. He's on Eastbound and Down. He plays Edie Patterson's husband on that show, one of the great comedy pairings that's on TV right now.
Yeah.
But he did a show a number of years ago for CISO, the now defunct network CISO. This show has now found its way onto Peacock. It is called Shrink. And it is not Jason Segel's show Shrinking. It is Shrink on Peacock, and it is super funny.
So
it's only one season. I think it's 8 episodes. It's a blast. It's a huge swath of great, like, comedy performers from Chicago and LA. Super funny. Great, great show. And you can just crush the whole thing.
He's really, really good. He's one of those guys who, if you listen to Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, I said, thank you, Molly. I said Eastbound. I mean Righteous Gemstones, obviously.
And Righteous Gemstones, we talked about that here on the show. Like, that show is so good. I can't wait for this. I said to him, you know, I'm so excited to, you know, to see where you guys go, but I'm also, like, I'm scared. Because the show is getting darker, and it started pretty dark. And he was like, there are nights where I would go home and I would be in bed and be like, did I say that? Like, you know, like, and I'm like, so that makes me very excited for more Righteous Gemstones.
He also has a podcast called Hey Randy. That's on CBB World.
Okay.
If people aren't on CBB World, they are missing out on some truly iconic podcasting. Hey Randy, incredible. Lily Sullivan's podcast, This Book Changed My Life, is incredible. Seth Morris's, this is when I'm biased because I'm on a lot of the episodes. The Bob Duca podcast is just full throttle with Bob Duca, is some of the pound for pound funniest stuff I've ever heard. Seth is doing like next level stuff. Seth and Aaron Whitehead have a show that's called College Town. There's just a lot of great stuff on that. I don't know. It's not a Patreon, but whatever that CBB World ecosystem is, there's a ton of great content in there. But Tim and Lily's podcasts, I will specifically single out. Again, we were just with them in Telluride and did a bunch of hilarious shows. Their podcasts are fucking hysterical.
I love it. And I pitched this podcast when we were on stage. And I want to give it a better pitch here, which is Valley Heat, which is hosted by Doug Duguay, who's a freelance insurance adjuster, trying to figure out who's using his garbage can as a way to distribute drugs. And it all takes place in the neighborhood of Rancho Equestrian District in Burbank. And it is I'll blow it because whatever, but it is a comedy podcast, but it is impossible to figure out like who this guy is, because he hides his identity so well. It's so funny. All I say is listen to the first two episodes. If you're not into it by the first two episodes, well, then, you know, then you're not going to love it. But I guarantee you by the time you get to the advertiser that is advertising, what do you call that? Frisbee golf? The Frisbee golf advertiser in episode 2.
Summer's here, and that means Frisbee golf is here. I don't know if you've tried Frisbee or playing golf, but you put those two things together and you have a great summer activity. All you need is 18 of those chain net catchers, a Frisbee, a few friends to play with, and anywhere between 150 to 200 acres, and you can play an amazing game of Frisbee golf. And why just play Frisbee golf when you can run your own Frisbee golf course? Oh, I see. This is an ad for actually building your own Frisbee golf course and making it available to the public. If you are the owner of anywhere between 150 to 365 acres of forest or flatland, you can start your own Frisbee golf course.
If you're not on board by that.
Oh, funny.
Check out. But that made me.
Okay, I felt like I had to pull over to the side of the road. Because you brought it up recently. Yeah.
It's really, really fun. And that was given to me by Seth Morris.
Yeah,
and,
same.
You know, who, you know, again, a huge fan of good characters and podcasts. So there it is. Jason, I feel like we got a lot of stuff out there. People are now overwhelmed. Yeah. And but always a pleasure to chat with you. And let's do it again real soon.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Jason, for just chatting with me. And to all you singer-songwriters out there, remember, we're always accepting new theme songs for Just Chat and Last Looks. Send them to howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com. Now that we got Ambulance out of the way, let's talk about next week's movie. We are going from tons of drone shots to tons of Stallone shots. That's right. Next week, we are watching the 1994 action thriller, The Specialist, starring Sylvester Stallone and Sharon Stone. Oh boy, I cannot wait. This will be Sly's 9th How Did This Get Made movie appearance. Here is a short breakdown of the plot. A woman entices a bomb expert she's involved with into destroying the mafia that killed her family. Oh, you got to take down the mafia with bombs. Rotten Tomato gives this film a 10% score on the tomato meter. And Hal Hinson from the Washington Post says, with all the preening, posing, and stretching, it's hard to know if The Specialist is an action movie or an exercise video. Boom! Anyway, take a listen to the trailer.
The government taught him to kill.
Word is, you're the best.
Now he's using his skills to help one woman seek revenge against the men who killed her family.
You think the killing is gonna make everything all right?
Something has to.
Silent, come on!
It's my problem now, and I'm theirs.
Close your heart in my hand.
Sylvester Stallone. Sharon Stone. The Specialist, rated R.
You can rent The Specialist on Apple TV, Prime Video, YouTube, or Google Play. I encourage you to check out Hoopla or Canopy, which are digital media services offered by your local public library that allow you to consume movies, music, audiobooks, ebooks, comics, and TV shows for free. Anyway, that is it for the show. Thank you, and remember to rate and review. It helps. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, make sure you are following us. Visit us on social media at HDTGM. And for commercial-free access to How Did This Get Made and our entire archive and so much more, sign up for Stitcher Premium for a free one-month trial using the code BONKERS. A big thank you to our producers, Scott Sonny and Molly Reynolds, and our movie-picking producer, Avril Halley, our engineer, Alex Gonzalez, and our publisher, July Diaz. We will see you next week for The Specialist. But before we go, we thought we'd share a bonus deleted scene from our ambulance episode. So check it out.
I had a friend who worked on a movie, and all he said was
that,
like,
a friend who worked on a movie?
On the Michael Bay movie. Sorry.
Savage flex here.
No, really.
Wow.
Sorry, guys. I had a friend who worked on a Michael Bay movie.
Can you get me an audition?
I'll talk to him. We'll see. My friend who worked on a Michael Bay movie told me this story, that they were shooting a scene. They had their script. And he goes, I can't use his name. I'll just say, like, Smith. It's like, it's not Will Smith. He goes, Smith, heard you're funny. Not funny now. Be funny. And that's how he was directing him in the scene. Like, and he was like, he didn't even have anything to be funny. He's like, be funny. Just screaming at him, be funny.
Well, I mean, we all know that's what really will bring about the comedy. Be funny.
Be okay. Funny. Yes. That's the direction.
Oh,
he's
my
doing
God.
The script, which is not funny.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
I love Squarespace. I've built all my websites on Squarespace because it is the all-in-one platform that helps me build my brand for my podcast. It helps grow the brand. And what's so great about it is you don't have to be a designer. No, 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 no. You can get a beautiful website. You can engage with your audience and you can sell anything, your products, your content, and even your time. You have member areas where you can basically have like a gated community. You can let people in. You can have videos behind there. This whole summer, you can maybe decide to share a newsletter with your followers. And guess what? Squarespace makes it easy for you to do. I mean, I would like to maybe have a tour update. Maybe I would just send out an email like, hey, this is what happened last night. Here's some photos. That would actually be a great idea. Maybe we should do that through Squarespace. Anyway, you can also now create pro level videos because Squarespace has a video studio app. Yeah, they are stepping up their game and they already were great. Go to squarespace.com/bonkers for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BONKERS, that's BONKERS, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.